A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous, and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." "Do you understand all these things?" He answered, "Yes." The Gospel of the Lord. Buckets. In the New American Translation, it was the word buckets that sparked my imagination. Buckets? Here's what it says. They sit down to put what is good into buckets. Other translations use the words baskets, vessels, containers. Some of those pop out for me. Yet in this story, they sat down on the beach and sorted their fish into something. So imagine it with me. They have fished all night. Rowing, they drop the nets into the sea. They haul them back up again. Over and over again, like lifting weights all night. They drop in the heavy net. They heave up the empty net. They drop in the heavy net. They heave up the half-full net. They drop in the heavy net and they heave up the net bursting with fish. All night, in the dark, in the deep blackness of the water and the boat, the brilliant blackness of the sky, the stars and the moon. And as the darkness begins to lift, they row for shore. They heave the heavy nets up out of the boat. They plump them down on the beach as the sun begins to rise. Their shoulder muscles are tired. Their back muscles are a little sore. In my imagination, they drop themselves down on an empty beach to relax. And suddenly, there are buckets. Buckets. Where did the buckets come from? As the day dawns, they are not done. There is now enough light to see. They discern quickly. The tilapia goes into that bucket. The lake trout goes into that bucket. They discern well. Trash fish is tossed. Carp goes there. Catfish there. Trash fish tossed. They discern quickly. They discern well. For their livelihood depends on their discernment. Suddenly a cart appears out of nowhere to whisk away those buckets of fish to market. For the early morning chopper. As they sat on the shore talking in parables, Jesus asked them, "Do you understand this?" And the disciples said, "Yes." For yes, they did understand fishing. Today is the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola. The founder of the Jesuits is known as the master of discernment. Maybe that's why today we have this passage about buckets. In the last few weeks in world events, it has felt like we are in a boat floating in a deep darkness. Violence in the Middle East, violence in the Ukraine, violence in the sky, violence on land, violence in the news everywhere. Into the darkness of the deep, we drop our nets and we keep on fishing. Like the fishermen, we do what we do. Every day, we do what we do, and our shoulder muscles can get tired. When they plunk down on the beach, do we have enough light to sort the fish into buckets? Sometimes we try. We have buckets for good. We have buckets for bad. We sort by upper class and lower class. We sort into the bucket labeled, "You are like me," and into the bucket that is labeled, "You are not like me." Yet, do we have enough light to discern, to do that sorting? Think about a time that you were judged, a time when you were thrown into somebody's already labeled bucket, or even tossed away as worthless. Did the other person really have enough light to see you clearly? Behavioral scientists tell us that when someone messes up, we ascribe their mistake to his or her character trait, like, "He's lazy, she's She's annoying. Very ridiculous. When we ourselves mess up, we ascribe our fault to circumstances. I was tired. I had too much to do. There was nothing that I could do. St. Ignatius would tell us that we have that backwards. He would have us discern our own character traits carefully and extend greater mercy to the circumstances of others. And Jesus asks us, do you understand all this? And we disciples say, I think so. And what about the other option? The fiery furnace and the wailing and the gnashing of teeth. What kind of a dastardly bucket is that decision at the dawning of a new day? Do we understand that one at all? Since this is a feast of St. Ignatius, a famous Jesuit theologian said this about that. In Christian faith, we believe that hell has to be a possibility. But in Christian charity, we hope that nobody goes there. In the meantime, we wait in joyful hope for the sun to rise. We wait for the brilliance of the dawn. We wait for the day when the glory of God will shine in our eyes so blindingly that only then will we realize how much we had gotten used to the darkness. And only when the sun comes up will there be enough light to sort the fish into buckets. And they won't be the buckets of our own making. And it won't be our job to do the sorting. And Jesus asks us, do you understand all these things? And so, Holy Spirit, we turn to you. We ask you to shine in our inner darkness. Whatever question or issue we are struggling with, give us your direction. Give us discernment. Give us your guidance. Open our eyes. Clearly see ourselves, even as we extend a heart of mercy toward others. But we do not fully understand all these things. But you do. And that is what makes all the difference.